This work of art is worthy of attention on several levels. Although it has been made using the ancient opus sectile technique, by which colored stones are inlaid in marble, it is also a Christian icon. Whether made for public or private use, large or small, of painted wood, metal, ivory, or soapstone, all Byzantine religious depictions are icons.
Nearly all the families in town spent the night in caves. When we went into our cave this evening and sat down, the earthy, suffocating feeling as a living tomb was dreadful to me. For a moment, my heart seemed to stand still. I fear I shall risk death outside rather than melt in that dark furnace.
Much can be said about Amy Winehouse. The British press and tabloids seem to focus on her rowdy behavior and heavy alcohol consumption. But fans and critics alike embraced her rugged charm and rash sense of humor because of her distinctly soulful and jazzy vocals. Throughout the world, every person and every family seeks security. Nations have pursued security through economic power and military strength. But can the accumulation of wealth and weaponry guarantee human security when half the world's people live in unbearable conditions? We all are aware that things cannot continue as they are. Yet the decisions that shape our world seem to be made somewhere beyond our reach. Feeling powerless to affect the crisis facing humanity, many do nothing. But a growing number of ordinary people are carrying out a quiet revolution.
The grave was near the road. Willow brush was laid in the bottom and covered the body. The earth filled in. Then the train moved on. Her name was cut on a headboard, and that was all that could be done. So in 26 days, we became orphans. Catherine Sager, 1844.
Now, scientists are peering into the brains of alcoholics for clues about the price of excess on thinking, balance, and motor capacity. By their 30s, women alcoholics who began drinking 5 to 10 years before may already be having trouble getting their act together. This includes trouble completing simple problem-solving tasks and impulse control, as in saying no to unwanted sexual advances and yes to keeping commitments at work and home. To prepare him for life as a wild giant otter, Carolina taught Sancho how to swim, or at least not to be afraid of the water. It took Sancho time to master catching piranha on the fly, but Carolina knew that once he was able to feed himself, it would be time to say goodbye.